Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Healing House Radio. I'm Dr. Eileen, and we're just going to kind of hang out for the next 30 minutes. And what we've been talking about this month is the work of wellness. And each of our shows has been dealing with a different aspect of, well, the work of our wellness. And that comes from a mental, physical, and spiritual point of view. So what we're going to be talking about today is the effects on our mind, body, and spirit of strong, empowering wellness choices. And these wellness choices can be anything, either dealing with our stress, dealing with our physical self, dealing with our spiritual practices, and looking at those things that help us move forward, and the patterns that we may have that really kind of hold us back from the things that we want to achieve. If you would like to call in, our number for our friends in the LA area is 424-258-9337. And for everybody else, it's toll-free, 877-697-9725. So let's start off talking about what exactly is empowerment. Some people figure that it's, well, when you are able to step forward without fear and just really lay claim to your life and your choices. And that's sort of true. Empowerment has more to do with our ability to move forward than to not feel fear. Remember, everything has a light and shadow side, including fear. Fear keeps us from the, hey, watch this moment that usually leads to an entry into the Darwin books. What we're talking about is the idea of moving forward even in the face of fear or nervousness or trepidation. When we look at the situation and say, you know what, I can be in my truth, I can be authentic, and I am able to do that in a way that still respects others. So when we talk about empowering choices, the main focus is how it affects us. And I know that a lot of people really have a problem with focusing on how something affects them. And what I mean by this is especially for people who are by nature healers or who are by nature, you know, people who take care of others. And often we place ourselves really on the far back burner when it comes to making choices. So when we look at the choice between stepping forward and really asserting ourselves or stepping back and either keeping peace or not hurting someone's feelings or just somehow maintaining the status quo, then we're not being authentic and we're not coming from an empowered place. Empowerment is being able to gently say, you know what, you know, I really honor this particular way of being for, you know, whoever is there or whoever you're talking to, but to be able to say, you know what, I really feel that for me, this particular thing works or this particular thing doesn't work. So when we talk about strong, empowering wellness choices, we're talking about those things that while that choice may not be popular, it's going to be what brings you into balance. Let's talk on the physical level, because a lot of people really kind of focus on that because, I mean, these are the vehicles we move around this world and this space and this life in. And in many cases, our bodies really are the focus of a lot of both positive and negative projections from others and from ourselves. I mean, it could be, you know, as simple or benign as, oh, wow, it looks like you've gained a little weight. And, you know, how that fits in with us. And the idea of being in that space of, you know what, first off, I like me. I may not have the optimal, you know, body shape or whatever, or health or wellness that I would like to have. But pretty much, you know, it starts with, you know what, I am me. And this is the body that I have chosen to be in. Now, how we take care of that body is definitely up to choice. So what we want to do is make choices that allow for our physical self to be as strong and empowered as we can be. There's an interesting experiment that I usually do with folks, and those of you at home really are welcome to play with this because it really is a lot of fun and it really trips out a lot of people. So what you do is find something like a packet of sugar or a piece of candy or anything that could you know, fit in the palm of your hand. And take that and hold your arm straight out in front of you. And what you want someone to do is you want someone to press down on the back of your hand, but while you keep that arm straight. And as you do that, see how much strength you have in that arm. Then take, say, something like a piece of garlic clove or something that is like high in fiber or a piece of fruit or anything or a nut, anything that, you know, you can hold in the palm of your hand, and garlic cloves are perfect for this. Even though your hand smells a little bit like garlic, you can wrap it in plastic. But hold your hand, you know, put the other hand out and then see how strong you are. Now, what you're going to notice is the side that's holding the candy, the sweet, the thing that's not good for you, that arm will not be as strong as the other arm. And you can do this with, you know, you can do it with any foods that you're thinking of eating just to see how your body responds to it. And even without ingesting it, even if it's wrapped up in plastic, your body can pick up on it. And most people are really, it's like, no, there's got to be a trick. There's got to be, you know, there's something. No, your body, and you can, you know, get with somebody else and put something in their hand that, and they don't know what it is. So they can't pre-program a response. And when you do that, that is your body telling you that it knows whether or not that thing in your hand is good for it. So I encourage you to try that because it really is interesting. All you need is like a little bit of, you know, something that would be healthy, something that would be unhealthy. Wrap it up to where you can hold it in your hand and have somebody hold it and have them eat. You just hold your arm out straight in front of you and with your fist closed and then just gently press down on the back of the hand. Now, it's hard to do this when, you know, for yourself because your brain can kind of, like, oh, okay, I know what's in there. And or you can't quite get the objectivity. But that's something that is a really good way of gauging the things that come into your body. Now, once you do that, then it becomes a matter of choice. And you say, okay, I know that this is something that my body really is not responding well to, or it drains me of energy, but I want it anyway. If you want it, if in that moment it's like, you know what, I really, really want this, then go ahead, have a bite, enjoy. The question you need to ask yourself is, do I really, really want it, or do I really, really need it? And if it's a matter of needing it, then you need to look at why you need it. Is it something, you know what, I need this because in this moment I will feel better, which in and of itself, you know, we don't put a judgment to. It's just something for you to think about. Then if it's something that you're taking into yourself because you feel you need it, where is your choice? Wanting versus needing. If you want something and you really, you know what, I know the consequences, I understand this, this is what I'm going for. But the key thing here is you want to be able to make a choice, a conscious choice. There's a difference between a conscious choice and a reaction. A reaction is something you're doing as it's like a stimulus response thing. You want to be able to make a conscious choice of what your wellness goals are. First, what your wellness goals are. And take a look. And it's like, okay, and why do I have those goals? I mean, it really is a multi-layer questioning. It's not just about, I mean, the vast majority of people whose New Year's resolutions involve, well, I'm going to lose some weight. Okay, why are you going to lose that weight? Well, to feel better. And we had talked about this, where you take a look at what you're choosing, then take a look at why you're choosing it. And often when you do that type of introspection, and remember, this is without judgment. You know, you can't say, well, I want the cookie because I'm a horrible, weak person and all this other stuff. It's like, no, no. That is not about, you know, what looking at these choices means. You're not looking at it from anything other than an objective, okay, in this moment, this is what I want, and why do I want it? And at the same time, really nurturing and respecting, you know, yourself and your heart. I mean, you know, you wouldn't often, we treat ourselves the way that we would never, you know, encounter someone else. We would never treat someone else or speak as harshly. We would do our best to be gentle. We would do our best to say, you know what, okay, you know, if you're talking to children, you know, talk to yourself as you would a child that you care very much about, because that's who we are. We're all still carrying around that inner child. And, you know, sometimes that inner child says, well, I want that. And just like dealing with children, we know that all the time children don't always ask for what they want with the idea that that is really what they want. Maybe they ask for something, but what they really want is either some positive attention, or they're feeling nervous and they need to be comforted and reassured. So take a look at how you're responding from the point of view of want versus need. Also, what we're going to talk about is the idea of integrating practices that help us to come into that place of that feeling of empowerment. And always remember that your body, your physical self, your spirit, your mind, everything, you have automatic autonomy. No one else, no doctor has the right to step up and say, you know what, you have to do this because I said so. You have to follow my advice because I said so. You always have the right to question. In fact, you have the obligation to question. If you're not sure, if something comes into your field, if somebody approaches you with something and it does not feel quite right, or if it doesn't feel quite right for you, if there's a hesitation when you take it into your heart and think about it, that's when you need to step back and say, okay, I understand that this is the best advice you're giving me. I'm going to have to think about this to see if it's right for me. That's why second opinions are fantastic. And the idea that, you know, every therapy is not for every person. Every way of being and way of healing is not for every person. You are a unique being, and you must take care of yourself from that point of view. There is no one else like you, ever. Even if you were to have an identical twin, you still, from, you know, the spiritual point of view, from the aspect of the whole you, not just your body, not just your DNA, you are completely unique in this universe. There has never been one exactly like you, nor will there ever be again. You know, for those of us who believe that, you know, there are multiple lifetimes, even in another lifetime, you will not be that exact same person. So this being that you are right now is pretty darn special. And sometimes that's really hard to believe because, you know, we have a lot of negative self-talk that we kind of get into. And it's really hard to view ourselves as precious. And, you know, when I think of, you know, conversations I've had with people, it's like, okay, if somebody gave you the only rose in the entire world, I mean, you know, would you just leave it out and, you know, let it freeze or whatever? No, you've been entrusted with the only rose in the entire world. and you take care of it. You do whatever you could to help it survive and thrive. Well, that's you. That is each and every one of you. You're the only you that this entire universe has. And making choices that help you to nurture yourself. You know, life is its own work. Life is a journey. Life is something that we experience. Someone once told me that life was a small dash between two dates on a headstone. And you have to fit absolutely as much into that as possible. And it is far, far, far too short to not feel good about it. And finding whatever help you need to feel good about that, to feel good about you. I mean, you know, and with the holiday season, it's very high strung and very high energy. And we've talked about the fact that at this time of the year, what our bodies are saying is that we need to slow down and go into our little caves and ride out the winter and just really go into that introspective place, which it really is very difficult because there's a constant demand to be around a gazillion people. So when we look at different ways that we can manage that to be able to make those choices and know that it's the right choice for us. And I've been asked many times, how do I know that this is the right choice for me? How do I know that this is, you know, I mean, I want to trust the doctors, I want to trust the people that I deal with and, you know, for my health practitioners and all of that. And, you know, bottom line, you have an intuition. We all have an intuition. Sometimes it works better than others. So what we need to do is take a look at what it is that intuition is telling us and how we can best work within the framework of that and really trust our own autonomy, trust what's being that little voice that, you know, kind of whispers to you sometimes. So let's look at how different practices could help you step up into a more empowered state of wellness. Often I have an opportunity to participate in different types of indigenous practices. And there are a couple that are just really unbelievably cool and work on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. And one of them is I've had the honor of participating in Native Sweat Lodge. And if you remember on another episode, my friend and teacher, Norbeth Granato, he was talking about different types of sweat lodges. And first off, it is a phenomenal practice, and it's really important to be able to step up and ask questions. If somebody is, and this applies to any type of indigenous type or modality of traditions or practices, anything like that, you always want to, one, have somebody who you trust, you know, give you information on that, someone who is experienced in it, someone, you know, if there are certain things that you want to look for, certain things that are kind of like red flags. And what you want to do is you want to be very, very clear in your choices. I mean, many of us know about the horrible incident that occurred in Sedona where a bunch of people went into a sweat lodge and some people were killed. And, you know, and it was a very sad thing. And it was, unfortunately, you know, it was avoidable. There were a lot of things that would have set off red flags. Things like plastic covering a sweat lodge. You would think that that would be a really straightforward, okay. But, you know, often people can get pulled in by very charismatic people who want to talk to them, and it's like, no, this is what you need to do. This is the way. This is the way. Bottom line, if anybody ever tells you that something is the way, don't go for it, because they need to acknowledge that it's a way, not the way. So always come from that place of, you know what, I need to protect myself in this process. And how is it that this person can assure me that you know, all of the safety measures have been covered, and that it's important that for the best experience possible, there is one, really no need for you to suffer. There is a place of challenge. There's like physical, maybe some physical discomfort, but as far as life, you know, endangering suffering, no, that is not the path to either empowerment or wellness. You do not surrender your authenticity or your personal authority over yourself to someone else. It is important that you are able to, you know, talk to them about health issues. Certain indigenous practices like Sweat Lodge, for instance, there are certain things that would be contraindicated, such as an inability to sweat, which there are people who have that, and that could be, that's definitely something that most people should say, you know what, you know, maybe this isn't quite right for you. So, and there's also ways to, you know, that there's other things that you could do related to a sweat lodge that without going in, where you could still be in that place of, you know, spirituality in that field. So, yeah, it's important that you concern yourself with you. It's like in the airplane. When the masks drop, even if you are traveling with somebody, you know, a child, an elder, anybody, they always say to put your mask on first, because we need to be able to take care of ourselves so we can take care of others. And when you're in that place of feeling that your choices empower you, that your alignment with what you're doing and how you feel about it is right there in absolute balance, it doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter, you know, anything, you know, what else other people may be projecting at you. All that matters is that you are in alignment with you. You are in alignment with what it is that you need in order to move yourself forward. There are many different types of meditations that you could participate in, and making a choice to do that. But, you know, your first choice is always and always has to be, is this in alignment with me? Is this exercise program something that is in alignment with me that I can stick to? Is this diet in alignment with me and something that I can stick to? We need to be able to honor that and honor ourselves and honor right where we are in this moment. I mean, you know, many of us would not be happy in general with either our size, either we feel it's too large or too small, or, you know, just, you know, we cannot go the Goldilocks route and say it's just right. There's always a little bit of something. And take a look at why that little bit of something is there. Is it based on the desires or needs of someone outside of yourself? A strong, empowering choice regarding your wellness is about your wellness. And your wellness choices are not, you know, a part of what somebody else is doing. They need to make their wellness choices. You cannot change anyone but yourself. There's a variant of the, often, you know, people have heard of the serenity prayer. And, you know, God grant me the serenity to, you know, accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Well, and this was from an unknown author, I came across it. And it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the person I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that it's me. So the idea is that you can create your own change. And is it going to happen overnight? Maybe. It could. A perception can change in a heartbeat. And how you perceive something, how you perceive yourself, can change in a heartbeat. And change occurs after that. There is it's the beginning of a shift. It is a catalyst that creates movement. And once that movement is created, it could go like a snowball down a hill, or it could move like water over a stone, slowly carving out the Grand Canyon. One way or another, it creates change. And when you feel good about, one, first, the choices you make and your ability to stand behind them, which is a big deal in the face of whatever, whoever, well-meaning or not well-meaning, for you to be able to be certain in your choices as far as yourself. Don't go with, well, everybody is doing this and they're losing weight on it and da-da-da-da, and if you just, you know, drink this or eat this or take this pill or, you know, starve yourself or, you know, everybody has their own ways of doing things. And the idea of just being in the rhythm of yourself. First, find balance with yourself. Once you find balance with your sense of yourself and really look at yourself and decide, okay, here are the things that I would like to initiate change for. And here are the reasons why I want to change those things. And yeah, if getting a life coach is good, if finding someone that you can talk to, great. Get in a group. Find a group of like-minded people. And just maybe once a week, sit down and talk about some of the choices. If you're right near each other, you can meet up. If you're here in the Bay Area, heck, give me a call. I'll meet up with you. So take a look, though, at the choices that you make and at how you want to step into 2012. And what is it that empowers you? Empowerment is unique. You define it, but you know when you have it because you feel in balance. So let's take a look at some of the things we've got coming up for those of you in the Bay Area. The Light of Light ceremony on December 24th, it will be at 400 North Winchester Boulevard in Santa Clara. And it's a ceremony that brings the community together. They light candles, share music, and really take a look at those who we may have lost in the past year and honoring them by lighting a candle. It is a beautiful ceremony, and anybody who's in the Bay Area, I would strongly recommend going. As far as things that I'm going to be doing on December 22nd, I will be the featured guest speaker at an event called Open to Light 2011 Speaker Series, Many Paths, One Faith. And this is going to be at 875 Cinnabar Street in San Jose at a community center. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. And for more information on that, you can look up at www.meetup.com, open-to-light. And you can find out more about them. And I'm just finishing up my series on Druidry, the Seven Gifts of Druidry. And I've been receiving several requests. The way I normally do it is the second and fourth Thursdays we meet. And what I've decided to do, or what I've been asked to do, is to do it as a retreat weekend. So it's all seven parts over one weekend. So if you're interested in anything like that, you can get a hold of me. And you can reach me at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can find out more about me and about the types of things that I do. Also, for those of you in the Bay Area, the Spirit Walker class is still open, and it's being taught by my friend Norbeth, and it's an amazing Indigenous practices class, so you can look that up at meetup.com, and the group is called Divine Events. All righty, so everyone take care, and next week we are going to be talking about, we're continuing talking about the work of wellness, and we will be looking at the idea that personal authenticity is crucial to wellness. So I want to thank everyone for listening in. I wish you blessings and balance, and we will meet up again next Thursday at 2. Take care. Bye-bye.